This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, it's a trio of WHL players, both past and present, in different stages in their careers. Up-and-comer Austin Wagner is making a name for himself with the Regina Pats. The 17-year-old's NHL draft stock continues to rise as the Pats look to clinch home ice advantage in the opening round of the playoffs. And Leon Draisaitl, the Denny's WHL Player of the Week with the Kelowna Rockets, he'll join us as well. First up, former Edmonton Oil King TJ Foster, not too far removed from his WHL days, is the Canada West WHL Graduate of the Month for January, playing with the University of Alberta Golden Bears. It's been quite the season for you. More on that in a second, but TJ, your month of January helping you guys stay on top. It's been a great season in your second year there.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed some success personally, and the team's been doing really well this year, and we're hoping for another national championship.
TJ, look at your roster, 26 players in total. I believe all but one played in the WHL. What's it like teaming up with guys? I know you have some Oil Kings teammates there, Stefan Legault and Rhett Rachinski, so that's nice, but you team up with guys you battled with for 4 or 5 years, so what's that like?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. You know, you have this kind of this mindset based on players playing against them, and then you actually get to play with them and be in the dressing room with them and stuff, and you get to see what kind of guys they are, and it's great to develop new friendships like that. It's been a pleasure. We have a great group of guys. Everyone gets along. It's a little different than the WHL, you know, with guys still, you know, worried about getting drafted and all that stuff, but everyone here, it's on the same page, and we all have the same focus and the same goal, and that's just to win and enjoy ourselves.
What about your WHL days there in Edmonton? You know, you guys came in an expansion club and really built it the right way, leading to championships and a Memorial Cup last year for the team. So take me back to those days and to how the experience was for you.
I have nothing bad to say about the Oil King organization. They are first class. They really help you develop as a player and as a person. They give you all the resources you could ever want to pursue hockey and then to pursue school after. So they have a great organization there, great staff, and I enjoyed my 5 years there.
You're in second-year business now at the University of Alberta, taking advantage of the WHL scholarship program. What's the scholarship program meant to you, and how do you think you've been able to use it so far?
It's huge. You know, you don't have to worry about anything financially. All that's taken care of. You just play hockey and you go to school, and it's a good backup plan for you if you don't pursue pro after junior. I've enjoyed my time. I've enjoyed school. I'm majoring in accounting, so yeah, that's about that's all right. It's a little tough, but I enjoy the school part of it, and the WHL scholarship's been great. You know, it's hassle free. Everything's taken care of, which is it helps a lot with the stress of school and hockey.
Boy, you just got back from overseas. You probably didn't think life after the WHL would take you to Granada, Spain, but all of a sudden you're playing at the Winter Universidad there. And what an experience there, I'm sure, playing for Canada, wearing the Maple Leaf at basically what's a Winter Olympics at the university level.
Oh, yeah, it was an honor to finally wear that Maple Leaf. It was the first time in my career. It was pretty surreal pulling over the shoulders for the first time and seeing your name there and with the logo. It was a good tournament, good competition. We ended up getting bronze. The Russians beat us in the semifinals in a shootout. It was a tough loss, but you know, like I said earlier in the interview, you play against guys, you know, like we're rivals with UFC, and you know, you never really get to know those guys. But everyone was a great guy. You know, you develop some friendships. You get to see some other coaches in the league and how they coach and take little things from them. So it was a great experience overall and something I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Hey, great stuff, TJ, from Slave Lake, Alberta. 5 years of the Oil Kings, now second-year business student with the top-ranked University of Alberta Golden Bears. He is the WHL Graduate of the Month in Canada West for January. TJ, best of luck there in the playoffs. I know you got a big semifinal series on the horizon. Thanks a lot.
Right on. Thanks, John.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Well, both Kelowna and Kamloops have been chosen to host the WHL leg of the Subway Super Series in November. It'll be games 1 and 2 of the series against the touring Russian Selects before moving east to the Ontario Hockey League. Kelowna has hosted the game on 3 different occasions, Kamloops twice. 2 games set for November 9th and November 10th. It's been a breakout season for Regina Pats forward Austin Wagner, putting himself on the radar for the NHL draft this summer. Voice of the Pats, Phil Andrews, has more.
Phil Andrews here with Pat's 17-year-old forward Austin Wagner. And Austin, you look at the season, 19 goals, 37 points. You had a goal and an assist last year in your rookie year. What's changed, do you think, a year later to have so much success here in the league?
You know, with the new coach, John Paddock, I'm able to use my speed and play my game and not have to change it. So I think this year I'm not scared to play my game, and I get more shifts and more confidence for sure. And I'm able to use my speed with Adam Brooks there. So he's a huge contributor to my success. And I think the difference is just playing a lot more.
Ranked 43rd by Central Scouting at the midterm rankings this season. Take a lot of pride in maybe what you've been able to do through the first half and get recognized the way you have.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's the first half, though. It's the second half now, and that means the most. You know, you gotta be ready to play every game, and this is where you really got to step up your game. So I think I've done that so far, but I just got to keep it going.
Talk about maybe the work that you put in the offseason to get this much better this year. Was that maybe, you know, setting yourself some goals, and now you're at that, or did you think you'd be at this point right now?
You know, I had goals of getting 40 points this year, but I'm working to exceed that easily. I wanna be up there in the high rounds of the draft. But I know that I gotta work hard and just play my game and not change anything. So I think over the summer I was told that with Pat Elnott and Calgary, who I work with, and Crash Conditioning. You know, they really told me what I have to do this season to get drafted, and I think I've done that so far. But I just gotta keep playing my game.
When you look at, you know, this season and, you know, getting ranked where you are, I mean, is there maybe some pressure that comes along with it being your draft year? How do you deal with that? I imagine you're talking with scouts after games and that type of thing. Is there maybe a little added pressure that you've had to deal with this year?
Yeah, there's pressure for sure. You know, there's always going to be pressure, even if you're not ranked or whatever. Pressure before every night. But with the ranking, I just try to block it out. You know, it's obviously in the back of my mind, the draft. But I'm trying to block it out. And I just got to keep playing my game, not changing, and just play.
A bit of an injury bug over this last couple of weeks, but, you know, it looks like you'll have the full complement lineup back for the weekend. How nice would that be in terms of the whole team?
You know, we're still missing Taylor Cooper, but, you know, the team's even without Adam Brooks and Taylor Cooper. We still have some banged up injuries, but, you know, guys are working hard out there. We're not giving up. You know, we know that we're missing two big guys in our lineup, but that hasn't stopped us yet. We have affiliates coming up every game now, and they're playing their game, and they're trying to contribute to our success. So I think we've done well without them, and with them back, it's gonna be nice.
All right, Austin, thanks for this.
Thank you.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Well, it's been just over a month since Leon Draisaitl was reassigned by the Edmonton Oilers, then traded to the Kelowna Rockets, and he's reacquainted himself nicely with the WHL. He is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. Regan Bartel spoke with him.
Leon Draisaitl is the WHL Player of the Week. Talk about last week. Tell me about those 4 games, and what did you see in your play? And I guess the way I look at it, you were deserving of the award.
Yeah, you know, obviously my line mates and the whole team played a pretty good week, so that always makes it much easier for the individual himself. So obviously I give a lot of credit to them. So I'm obviously happy to take that award, but at the same time it's another game tonight, and then we have to be ready to go.
You had more assists than goals, obviously. Are you more of a passer than a shooter, or do you think both aspects of your game can get it done?
You know, I think both aspects can get it done, but I'm definitely a pass first guy, that's for sure.
Yeah, and why is that? Why so? I mean, it just, that's where your strength lies. You're able to see the ice better. Why so?
Yeah, I think that's just what it is. I mean, I like seeing my teammates score, and that kind of fires me up. But no, I mean, it's always been like that with me. I have always been a pass first guy, and I guess I'm just playing to my strength.
You gotta slow the game down. I love that. Do you notice that on the ice where you hold on to the puck, you're not panicking, you're taking your time, and it seems to slow the entire flow of the game down. It works in your favor.
Yeah, you know, obviously, like I said, I'm trying to play to my strength, and I think slowing the game down is one thing I'm pretty decent at, and that's something I I want to put into my game. At the same time, I know sometimes I tend to do it a little too much instead of speeding it up and do the easy play, the chip play. But, you know, I think that's something every young kid has to learn. So, yeah, I think you said it perfect. You know, I like to slow it down and just take my time.
Yeah, Dratz, it seems like you're critical of yourself a lot. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? The fact that, you know, you always say, I can be better. I wasn't that great on this specific night. Where does that come from?
Just being realistic, I guess. I know I'm a confident guy, but I'm not cocky. I know my weaknesses. I know when I don't play good and when I play all right. So you know, I'm trying to keep it to an even keel and just try to take it game by game. But you know, I'm not trying to put myself ahead of anything. I'm just trying to be realistic and be really honest with myself.
Of course, you started the year with the Edmonton Oilers. Now you're here in the WHL. You still look at the Oilers a little bit? I mean, do you get on your phone? Do you see how they're doing? Do you have consultation? Do you have any communication whatsoever with those former teammates who are what will potentially be teammates next year?
Yeah, of course. I do actually quite a bit. Obviously, I check their scores and I check who scores and stuff like that. But I'm in contact with a few of those guys, and it's nice to keep in touch. And hopefully I can be back there next year.
Congratulations on being the WHL Player of the Week.
Thank you.
Hey, that's the show. Want to say big thanks to Phil in Regina and Regan in Kelowna for their help this week. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.